Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Poet Sylvia Plath wrote a famous poem titled Mirror. The poem begins, I am silver and exact. I have no preconceptions. Whatever I see, I swallow immediately. Just as it is, unmisted by love or dislike. I am not cruel, only truthful. The eye of a little god, four-cornered. Most of the time I meditate on the opposite wall. It is pink with speckles. I have looked at it so long, I think it is part of my heart. But it flickers. Faces and darkness separate us over and over. I know the mirror doesn't lie, although at times I may blame the lighting. Our mirrors reflect to us what exists. The mirror isn't biased. It doesn't care if we're Catholic, Protestant, Islamic, Hindu, or Buddhist. It doesn't care if we're a man or a woman, or about our color or our sexual preferences. If we dig deeper into our mirrored reflection, we'll look beyond the physical image it reflects to us and begin to see what the physical reflection is telling us. Similarly, other people with whom we regularly engage are also a mirror for us. Our reflection in them is filtered through their biases and the ways they've learned to interpret the world. When we begin to look more deeply into what we are seeing in the mirror, and in how other people see us, it can tell us much about ourselves and how we are handling our grieving process. Is our reflection telling us that we are letting pain and grief have the final answer? Or is our reflection telling us that although we've experienced pain and grief, we've moved beyond it and are no longer being held bondage by it? Discovering the answer is not easy. It takes an effort on our part to move away from the noise and chatter and move deeper into the loneliness carved out by our deeply felt loss. Carl Sandburg, an American poet, wrote, "A man must find time for himself. Time is what we spend our lives with. It is necessary now and then for a man to go away by himself and experience loneliness, to sit on a rock in the forest and to ask of himself, who am I and where have I been and where am I going?" Grieving has embedded within it an experience of loneliness. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote, "The loneliest moment in someone's life is when they are watching their whole world fall apart, and all they can do is stare blankly." If loneliness reflects our pain and grief through our physical reflection, we can see it in our eyes, in our furrowed brow, pursed lips, and clenched fists. The emotions we hide inside, like fear, anxiety, and anger, make themselves manifest in our physical appearance. We will lie to ourselves, but the mirrors won't. The mirrors remain honest. Loneliness hangs on to us when we haven't made friends with the person we see in the mirror. We become friends with the person in the mirror when we forgive that person, when we stop criticizing that person, when we say to the person in the mirror, "I know you've been through hell, but you've taken life's best shot and moved on. I forgive you. I love you exactly as you are. There's nothing more you can do about the past. Let it rest. It's time to let loose the bonds of loneliness, pain, and grief." When we forgive the person in the mirror and form a friendship with him or her, we can begin to answer the important questions that Sandburg suggested. Who am I? And where have I been? And where am I going? So I ask you, who are you? Where have you been? And where are you going? Think about those questions. Spend some time with them. Your answers may surprise you and provide a pathway forward. The friendship we form with the person we see in the mirror fills our heart with gratitude. Melody Beattie writes, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Plant gratitude in your garden of life and nurture it and watch it grow. Watch it transform you into something very special, something you are destined to become. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Healing is possible. Never quit. Never give up. And you know it. Good things are coming your way. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.